Drills?
Is that what you want to talk about
I
today?
think so. Yeah. We recently have been doing drills and it's been going really well. I've been getting some cool feedback too, which I think is one of the reasons that it makes sense to talk about it now. Yeah, I think drills.
Okay, let's talk about drills.
All right. Well, here's the thing. We have a lot of players in our area.
We do.
And I get asked often about, how can I get better? Or, I need to play with better players to get better. And I think there's this mentality that that gets you better. And I do believe that playing with better players will help you get better. But I believe that the gap between where you are today and where you want to be is radically extended if you only have that as your approach to getting better,
Completely.
right?
Otherwise, you wouldn't have sporting teams who have whole strategies on how to improve.
Yeah, can you imagine if the NFL, the Indianapolis Colts said, we just need to play better teams more often? I mean, well, you're doing that every Sunday, apparently.
If every team said that, there would be no
Yeah,
ESPN.
there would be no Monday morning drills or Tuesday morning drills. And
Right.
all these professionals drill like crazy. So if you really want to get better, model yourself after somebody who's doing it better than you are.
Of course.
We say at my company all the time, if you want to get in the classroom, find somebody who's already doing it better and get next to them and see what they're doing. Well, the best of the best drill.
Exactly.
Right? So we've started drilling here this summer outside. I don't think we did it indoors.
Maybe informally. This time you have kind of a regular group and regular set
Yeah.
time.
That's the other thing. So, I mean, I'm sure people listening to the podcast are going to be like, well, I'm not invited to the drills. And I get that. I have limited amount of time to manage my life, my work, my family, and my pickleball career,
Hobby,
hobby, lifestyle.
addiction.
Yeah.
That's a
No, we
whole
don't want
episode.
addiction. Yeah, that's a whole other episode. The picklevention.
I
As my buddy Craig Schwartz said, we should do
have
an episode on the picklevention. He's
it
like,
written down. That was a
yeah.
good idea.
So I just can't invite everybody. And here's the other thing. And I do feel bad saying this, but I also believe it's the right thing to say and do. You can't have everybody drilling every time, or it's mass chaos, and you get people who don't want to be there because they're too high of a level, or don't want to be there because they're too low of a level. So I literally have people say, I don't want to be there because I feel like I bring everyone down. And I have people say to me, I don't want to be there because I need to drill a higher level to get
True.
better. And I think both of those things are honest and true. And I want to honor both of those things. So I have a Monday, Wednesday, Friday group that drills. And then Tuesdays, so far, just starting last week, I'm doing Community in Motion sponsored
Oh, good.
drilling sessions.
Awesome.
So the next one is literally Tuesday morning. Well, gosh, they'll listen to this in a couple weeks, but probably. Keep a look on, Madison County Pickleball Association group on Facebook. Keep a look on Pickle Brawlers. Keep a look on BCC Pickleball. I tend to post in at least two or three of those spots on Facebook
Right.
when and where we're doing drills. So, given that this is June 16th, it's Father's Day, we're pre-recording because I'm leaving town.
Exactly. We
But
need
I
to
am doing
plan
a
ahead.
drilling session on the 18th, Tuesday morning, for anyone that wants to come. That's 7 a.m. at Shadyside. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I do 6:30 a.m. and I have like 32 people that I text.
Wow.
I have two groups on. Two chat groups
Right.
because apparently Apple has some kind of limitation. If it's 20, when you get to 20 people on a chat group, a text group, you can't go any higher if any of them are Android or if any of them are not iPhone.
Oh, okay.
If they're all iPhone, you can go up to 32. So I
I love
literally.
how you like slide in some technical IT stuff here and there, or language fun facts into our pickleball podcast.
You know what? We should talk about feckin' and beckin', which are two of my favorite words in all of
Oh
telecom.
dear.
This might be where we lose all of our listeners.
Exactly.
But back to what I was saying, if they're all iPhone users, though, you can go up to 32.
Okay.
So basically, with managing two groups of people, which is a freaking heck ton already, I'm at 52 people I could be up to 52
Ooh.
people. I'm not, I'm at 30s, in the 30s
And you're just doing this out of the goodness
for
of your
fun.
heart.
Yeah. And so it's crazy. I asked them, you know, a few weeks back, hey, can we go to an app for this? Like, can I do a team reach or a pickle play, my favorite app?
Or a band or
I
a
don't even know what band is.
GroupMe.
Yeah,
It's
that's
a it's a it's a
GroupMe. Yeah,
yeah.
those kind of things. And they were all like, no, we prefer text because we see the notifications right away. We're all engaged in text, you know, throughout the week,
Right.
throughout the day. And so for us to go to an app is a little extra work. And I was like,
I understand that too.
I was kind of like,
But
fine. I love you all, yes.
if someone's listening to this who is not in our community, so you would advise them to kind of work with some people that they enjoy playing with that want to get better as well. And if you are drilling together and keep your group manageable, then it'll help bring everybody's game up.
Yeah, and this is what I really want to say. Drilling is a commitment.
It is.
It's a commitment to yourself to get better at a sport you want to get better at. For me, it's at a sport that I love and want to play the rest of my life. But for you, anyone, it could be a sport that you want to get better at. We're talking pickleball. That's our podcast. So let's start with the individual level. You can drill on your own. No one else needs to be around. So if you really want to get better at pickleball, don't tell me you don't have an opportunity. You do. Here's a couple drills you can do as an individual. Actually, Sky, you have one you like to do.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, oh, duh, I can do this, or I've done this. But let's go through that list anyway. What's your favorite one
Well,
to
and
do?
you can find like devices on social media to purchase, but
Or just watch a YouTube
or just
video
watch a YouTube
or listen to
video.
us.
Exactly. So I, you know, if we're playing a game and there's an odd number of us, I go find a wall and I figure out about the height of where the net, top of the net is, and I just sit there and I practice. I stand close to the wall and I just practice keeping the ball bouncing from me to the wall and try not to hit the ground, because where I need to improve on is that quick game where they're hitting at me at chest level. And so it helps me. I try with my forehand and my backhand, and I kind of flip back and forth so that I can improve my eye hand coordination, you know, watching the ball hit the paddle, all kinds of things. And I just do that by myself.
Yeah, easy one. And anyone can do it just about anywhere. If you have a wall and a ball and a paddle, you're good to go.
Exactly.
The other one that I really like, and it's so simple because you can do it sitting on the couch. So Paul McKinney did this when he had his, was it his ankle? I
Maybe
think it was his
or
ankle that got hurt.
knee.
It's been a few years, like 4 years at this point. He was out of pickleball for like 6 months. He had a pretty big surgery, and I think it was his ankle, and he literally just sat at home. Like on the couch or on a chair, whatever, with his paddle in his hand, and he would just pop the ball up, pop, pop, pop. So you can think of it as pop, like if your palm is facing up, think of that as a paddle. And then he would flip it over and do like with the back side of it up. And then he would go alternate front, and back. He got really good at it to where, and I recommend this, he had the paddle sideways, which means he was hitting it on the thin edge of the paddle, pop, pop, pop. And I don't know how many he can do in a row, but I think he can do like 100 in a row, which is
Wow.
crazy.
That's good control.
When I learned that from Paul, I was like, because he came back and he just had amazing eye-hand coordination. He was good anyway, really good, but just his eye-hand coordination, you could tell had really improved. And he'll do it all the time now. He'll go out to serve and he'll pop it, pop it, pop it, and then he'll go on the side a few times. And then, okay, so I was like, I need to do that. And it really changes your game. It's amazing for eye-hand coordination. Like you said earlier, it's amazing for watching, really watching the ball. You want to watch the ball to your paddle. Imagine watching the ball to the edge of your paddle.
Exactly.
You're really focused, right?
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you're going to miss it. It's
Yes.
very easy to miss that ball because you only have a
Yeah.
little bit of space to work with.
And you're chasing the ball. Did
And
he
you are.
train his dog to fetch all
I
the
don't know. I don't know. I hope
pickleballs
Cheryl didn't have to chase too many of them. But
that
yeah, he obviously got good at that. And that's something that any individual can do. I mean, other than driving, folks, you can probably do it just about any time you want during the day, you know? All
Yes.
right. So that's two drills you can do on your own. Here's another drill you can do on your own. I love the serving game. I love to change my serves up. I like to go for things on serves. I like to practice my serves. A lot of people that know me know that Saturday mornings is the morning I practice serves. So I will take out 100 balls with me by myself, 6 a.m. before anyone comes at 6:30 a.m. And I'll hit 100, 200, 300 serves during that time.
Wow, I did not know that.
I do, yeah. And so I will practice my slice serve. I'll practice my top spin, you know, deep, what we kind of call a kick serve. It's not really a kick serve, but it kind of feels a little bit like a kick serve. It's a tennis term for those of you that don't know. I will practice my aim. and work on hitting like that short outside corner, like right by the kitchen on the outside edge of the service area. I'll work on hitting down the middle of the line in the center of the court, and I'll hit hundreds of serves. And I've hit thousands and thousands and thousands of serves. I didn't need people to text me or ask me to come, if I could be part of their group or, you can do that on your own. Yes, you need to get some balls. It sucks doing it with three balls. I used to do it with three balls. I would go to Cynthia Ann Park. I'd get there at 5:30 or 6 in the morning when the sun was just enough, under the horizon that you could at least see. And I would take three balls with me, and I would serve and I would serve and I would serve until people came to play. And then I was like, I should probably have more balls.
Now you have a tote full.
I have almost 200 of them now.
Exactly.
But, I only use them for that for the most part. So they last a heck of a lot longer than playing with a ball, right? All right, so those are some individual drills you can do. Here's another couple you can do. If you go ahead and get a bunch of balls, then what I do is I place cones on the other side of the court and I practice my dinking. I'll just toss the ball up, let it bounce, and I'll dink it at a cone. Simple things, right? And there's plenty of other drills you can do by yourself. Those are just some good ones. Here's one more drill you can do by yourself that I really like. Get like two tripods and run a string across them a foot higher than the net. Right across the top of the net. And then practice hitting it between the net and that string.
Okay.
So you keep the balls low so they don't bounce as high on the other side of the court. Just dink through the net, dink through the net, dink through the net, dink through the net.
Wow.
Yep.
I did not know you did all these.
Yeah. I mean, babe, you don't get to be my level without practicing a lot.
Well, it's nice to know.
But
I
everyone that's listening is like, we know what your level is.
mean, no, but it helps me to understand how you progress so fast.
Yeah.
Because we started at the same time and you just took off.
Candidly, I have to offset the negatives in my game. I am just too slow. I got to lose weight. I got to get into better shape. I mean, losing weight's not the statistic that my friend Caesar wants to hear me say because it's not a good measure of health.
Right.
But I need to be in better physical condition, in better health. If I am, I'll get to more balls. So because I know I can't get to more balls, I've got to hit better shots. That makes my opponent not be able to give me back a tough shot I can't get to.
I follow you.
So that's one of the reasons I've had to drill a lot, but I want to get better, and so that's how I get better.
You are scrappy and wicked fast.
I
Yeah.
am scrappy. I'm wicked fast at the
With your
net,
ha
but I
with
am
your hands.
wicked
Yeah.
slow running. Way, I should have
Okay,
called it
well,
way kid slow.
so let's say you have a partner and you're
Best
drilling.
scenario ever. I think two people is the best scenario for drilling. All right. It's how Ben and Colin Johns drill. It's how JW and Dylan, how they drill. So I love 7-Eleven as an example. So if you haven't played 7-Eleven, it's when you once you get to two people, you can kind of have games. Like games if someone could actually win. I mean, when you're by yourself serving and you hit the other cone, congratulations, you won. But when you have two people, you can really create a game out of it. Jessica and I play a lot of 7-Eleven. So 7-Eleven works like this. It's very simple. And if you haven't seen the latest UTR sports commercial that I'm in,
You're on a commercial.
I'm in a couple where we talk
Congratulations.
about 7-Eleven. Here's how it works. Somebody stands at the kitchen line and they are essentially hitting what we would call the second shot. It's as if the person behind the baseline had served and they're hitting the second shot back. Forget all the bouncing crap. They just need to stand at the kitchen line. So they're kind of feeding the ball back. But the person back on the baseline treats it as if this is their third shot. Are they going to drive? Are they going to drop? Okay, so the kitchen person feeds it. The person back there is now hitting the quote unquote third shot. And at this point in time, you're just in a rally on a skinny side of the court. That's
Right.
it. Whoever wins that rally gets a point. Well, the person at the net obviously has an advantage at the start of the game because they're going to serve every ball. And the person at the baseline is going to play every rally at the baseline and try to work their way up. Well, it's called 7-Eleven because the person at the net, having such an advantage, has to score 11 points to win, but the person back by the baseline only has to score 7 points to win.
Okay.
And we find out it comes out pretty even at 7-11.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that game is
I've
called
heard of
7-Eleven.
that. I couldn't picture it, but I have done that.
Yes, you
Yeah.
have done that in drills before. Yeah, correct. Okay. So still with two people, tons of other drills you can do. One of my favorites is definitely the dinking drill. So you dink straight and you just dink and you just dink and you just dink and you literally only dink straight, mind you, until somebody misses a dink. I remember the first time we did this drill. It was James and Robin and me, and I cannot remember the fourth person. But we weren't dinkers. We were bangers. Like, we didn't know any different. But we knew dinking was a part of the game. We wanted to get better at it, but we'd never drilled it. No one talked to us about drilling. And I can't remember why, but I just said, "Hey, do you guys want to drill?" Or maybe even James or Robin said, "Do you guys want to drill?" And we said, "Yeah, let's just drill some dinking." We went out for like an hour or two, and we just dinked. The next day, we were like, "Whoa, we know how to dink good. We didn't yesterday. We do today." You can really feel it.
Isn't that amazing?
It actually, it's pretty cool. Diagonally, when we dink, we have a rule. Well, really, we have the rule always in these drills. And that rule is ATPs are always allowed, even if they're not hit back into the same space you're supposed to hit it to. So if I'm diagonally dinking with you, and you're way over on that side of the court, and I'm way over on this side of the court, but you hit one that bounces so far past the post that I can ATP it, even though I wouldn't be hitting it diagonally back to you, I'm allowed to ATP it.
So that you can practice those as well.
No, so that you don't hit a bad shot that I can ATP.
Oh,
So it's really both, but the
interesting.
truth of the matter is you're punishing the person that made a bad shot.
Sorry to laugh. That's funny.
You'll get better. You learn better that way.
True.
That's the main reason. But yes, also allows me to practice an ATP, which we all love to hit. They're fun. We don't allow Ernies in some of our drills. Remember the Ernie? We talked about that on a
Yes.
previous episode, right? So
Last,
we don't allow
two episodes
Ernies.
ago.
So with two people, that's another drill that we do. Now, one thing that we will do also with two people is we will play singles, but we will play mini, not skinny, but mini singles. And just to make sure that everyone understands the difference, I think we maybe have talked about this before, but skinny singles is usually played straight
Right.
on this side of the court, then on that side of the court, then on this side of the court. Mini singles, like actually people, do you know that people create skinny courts? There's now skinny
I
courts.
have seen that,
They're only
yes.
10 feet wide, they're
Yep.
straight, and that's it, and it's a skinny court.
Which makes it easier for parking, like driveway kind of things.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for parking.
For parking.
Yeah, it makes it much easier for parking. A lot more room.
I'm in their driveways.
In Vegas, they had a tournament last year with skinny pickleball, and it was on those straight courts. Mini or miniature pickleball is played on a full court, but you only use a half of the court at any point in time. And the way you determine which part of the court you're using is based on your score, not the server's score, your score. So if I'm playing with you and it's 0-0, I have 0, so I'm on the right side of my court. You have 0, so you're on the right side of your court, which means we're currently playing diagonally.
Diagonal.
But if I score and I get 1, I slide over to my left side, but you still have 0,
Right.
so you stay on your side, and now we play straight.
I've played this with you. It
Yes.
messes with your
It does.
brain.
And most of our drilling is intentionally mental. It's on purpose. A lot of the people that drill with me don't like what I make them do. And for a while, I was making them do what I would call have a handicap. I can't remember the term I actually used, but I call it having a handicap. So maybe the handicap is put your paddle down, play with a different brand.
Oh, wow.
Maybe the handicap is we're going to play with a soft marshmallowy ball today. Or, a ball that you can't see very well. A lot of people go, "Oh, I can't see those yellow duras very well." Great. Congratulations. You've now given me insight into what our next mental drill is going to be. A lot of the drills are mental, and they need to be mental because this game is mental. It really is.
It is.
That's like the number one thing. And that's how most sports are. The mental game, the mindset component is just hypercritical.
Get out of your own way.
Couldn't agree more. Other things that we do to drill. So I'll go back to me and Jessica because we drill so much. I should use proper grammar. I'll go back to Jessica and I. She loves to drill resetting from the middle of sort of the back service area. So she'll stand, 8 or 9 feet in from the baseline, but 7 or 8 feet back from the kitchen line, right there in the middle-ish. And I will hit them at her feet. And then she's got to get them back over. And the other thing that she likes, and this is my favorite drill with her, is she likes to stand at the net and practice her blocks on
Yes.
drives.
Yep.
So I just take 100 balls and I hit them at her as hard as I can. And I freaking love it.
A huge stress reliever for the server,
It's
for the hitter.
wonderful. And she's like, "I'm glad you like this drill because I like it," because she loves to block. And she gets really mad at me because I'll get good shots in on her or she'll pop it up. But she also makes a lot of great blocks and she's getting much better at that because we drill it. But I'm like, "Oh, yeah. If you want me just to rip a bunch of balls at you, like that sounds like a dream come true for me. I don't care who you are. I would like to hit it at you," as we discussed.
Yes.
Yes, previously. All right. So that's a good set of drills for two people.
Good.
And you've done some of those.
Yeah, on my birthday.
Oh, that's correct, because you came out with the big boys.
Most of these that you are describing, we have done
That's right.
on my birthday.
We played Dingles.
Yes.
And that is the first four-person game that I want to talk about. And then I'm going to go to a cool new one that we invented. I think we invented it. I've never seen anyone else do it, called diagonal doubles. But let's go to Dingles first.
Okay.
Dingles is sort of like pickleball. Fun game, funny name. In Dingles, you have four people on the court, two on each side. You're by your kitchen, and you are basically just practicing a dinking game. Let's say you're straight across from me, and Jessica is on my left. She's my partner, and your right partner is Josh.
Right.
Jessica's straight across from Josh. I just want to kind of build a picture real quick.
Yep.
Maybe we start with what we call straight. So now that means you and I are straight across from each other, so we're dinking a ball. But
Right.
they're also dinking a ball
At the
because,
same time.
yeah, because it's dingles, meaning double dinking game. So now, as we're dinking, one of these two groups of dinkers is going to screw up. Now, Jessica's my partner. It feels like maybe you and I are partners because we're dinking with each other, but
Right.
no. Jessica's my partner. Josh is your partner. So I screw up. I hit the ball in the net. We yell dingles.
Yep.
And the way it's commonly played is the moment that dingles is yelled, the whole court's available to be attacked, not just the kitchen area. What we have found is there's balls on the court, like there's a ball on the court that could be a tripping hazard. Also, based on just the dinking patterns, people are not in their normal positions. It could be that you and Josh are both really wide because the angle that Jess and I just both chose to dink to you, but it wasn't planned. That's not a strategy. And so it's not fair if all of a sudden we get to just whack a ball down the middle because you're out of position. You weren't out of position as of like as a mistake on your part.
Right.
So what we've done is we've incorporated a three-hit rule. So when we yell dingles and that first miss is made, there's three more dinks that have to be made before we can open up the whole entire court.
Right.
So on the fourth hit, if you will, the court's available. So we'll yell one,
Two,
two, three.
three.
Now on those three hits, you can dink to anybody. You don't have to stay with the partner you've been dinking with.
Or your opponent that you were, or you're with. Yeah.
Well, you're the yeah, you're not my teammate, but you're the person I've been dinking with.
Yeah.
Yeah, my opponent. So I can dink to you or Josh, and Jess can dink to you or Josh, and you vice
And I
versa.
noticed they would switch to the other person
Correct.
because you're catching them off guard sometimes.
Correct. And here's the biggest mental part of the game. Everyone wants to hit that fourth shot for a winner.
They do.
But why would you?
Oh.
You should keep dinking until you have the right shot to take.
Okay.
But everyone goes, oh, the whole court's
Exactly. One, two,
available.
three,
Yeah,
go. Yeah.
exactly. But that's not how it works.
Yeah. You should have told me that before.
It's much more fun to watch people figure it out on their own.
Obviously, I didn't from playing Dingles one time.
Now you know.
I know now.
Now you know the secret.
True.
All right, so that's Dingles.
Let's recap that really fast. Four people, two on each side. Everybody's at the kitchen line on their side. Your partner's on the same side as
Of
you
the net,
are,
yeah.
but everybody starts by dinking to the person in front of them across the net
Or diagonally, Sky,
or
because
diagonally.
after every set of points, if I find that you and I are both holding balls and we're straight across from each other, I'm going to say diagonal because we
Sure.
can't hit to each other now.
Right.
But I can hit diagonally to him and you can hit diagonally to her.
So one of the four is calling out,
Straight
a
or
straight
diagonal?
or diagonal.
Yep.
So the first set of people that misses a ball, they're going to yell dingles. And so who and then everybody has to be ready to hit a one, two, three
Dinks.
dinks. And it could be to the same opponent, it could be to the diagonal opponent. But the first, as soon as that third dink is made, then the whole court's available. But you're saying
It
be
doesn't mean you
patient.
should hit it. You if
You can,
yeah.
but be patient for a good shot, and then you can win. So it really is fun. I enjoyed it very much. And as a new person playing it, it did mess with my brain a little bit. But and I would have jumped the gun and tried to hit a
Yeah.
winning shot on that fourth hit.
Common.
But yeah, no, that was really fun.
Yeah, very common. So the other thing is that both balls are worth a point. So
Right.
if I screw up the first one and I hit it in the net, you guys now have a point. We won't talk about it until after this rally's over. And then when the rally ends, I will usually say, unless it was me, I'll be like, who messed up the first one? Like, okay, that was your point. So now it's 1-1 or 2-0 or whatever the case may be. All right.
And
We
how many
also,
points do you go? Just 11 again?
no, because there's 2 points, we go to 21 or 25.
Okay.
Now, actually, sometimes 15 depends on how many people I have there. But
Sure.
The next drill is also a dinking drill, and it's the same game, except it's almost the same game, except we only use one ball and we treat it like a regular game that's already up at the net. So we quote unquote serve at 0-0-2.
Okay.
And then we literally switch sides when we score, and we don't switch if we don't score, and we get two serves per team. And like that whole, we literally just keep regular scoring, but we treat it as if we started, as if we've already worked our way to the net.
And we've used this when we've taught kids.
Totally. It's a very easy way for kids to learn the game because they get a good feeling for the touch of the ball.
Exactly, because they
And
all want to hit it
we're going to do a
harder.
whole episode on how we teach people how to play the game.
Exactly.
So in that game, it's simple. You drop the ball and you dink it over to diagonally because you have to serve diagonally in pickleball. We
Right?
follow all the rules of pickleball except we're starting at the kitchen line.
Yeah, and everything's in the kitchen.
And the next shot comes back over. It can go to anyone and we dink all shots in the kitchen. Now, I want to make sure I'm clear here. There's going to be some rule followers that listen to this and go, well, that shot wasn't in the kitchen. Not all dinks should be in the kitchen.
Right.
Some dinks should be pushing them back. Or I think Zane calls them aggressive dinks, right? Get aggressive. And if a dink's within 6 inches or a foot, and it's, but if it's a good dink, if it bounces, we're gonna keep playing. We're not gonna call it out. We will call it out if it's outside of the sidelines, but we will not call it out if it's near the kitchen line.
Is there a place that's too far?
Yeah, if it goes past my feet in the air, I'll call it out.
Okay.
But if I've come back off the kitchen line a foot because of the last shot and they hit it a foot behind the kitchen line, but that's at my feet, that's a good dink.
Makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Next game. And this will be the last one I think we talk about on this episode. And it's become my new favorite drill. It's called diagonal doubles. Did you do this one with this? I
I
don't
don't
think
know.
so. And I don't, I'm not picking on you when I say this. It's difficult.
Well, I probably was mentally spent by the time I was done drilling with you, since
Yeah.
that was the first time I've ever done that.
It's difficult. So hang with me, folks. I'm going to get you through this one. It's a pretty cool drill. It's like skinny, sorry, it's like miniature or mini singles that we just talked about earlier, where our team serves from the side based on our score. So if we start the game at zero, it's 0-0, we serve from the right. But now we're playing doubles, but it's still the skinny version or the mini version. We're only playing diagonally. That's it. So that means both of us are covering the right side of the court.
We did do this.
Okay, good. And both of
Yes.
you are covering the right side of the court.
Yes.
It's tough.
And Josh was just outside the side of the line, because he's so tall that he wanted to make sure that I got the first hit. And then he jumped
Yeah,
in. Yep.
on the inside of the court, not
On
the
the
outside of it.
inside.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here's how it works. So we serve 0-0. We actually do this one. We have found that the best way to do this drill is with MLP style scoring. So real fast on that. We played at 25. Every rally's worth a point, even the serve. We don't, I know MLP's changed that, but even the serve, we don't care who serves on the very last point. If you get the if you win the if you're ahead 24-22, but they're serving, you still win if you get that rally. Okay. MLP style means I'm always the right side player and you're always the left side player if that's where we choose to start at the beginning of the game. Here's what's going to happen. At 0-0, I'm the right side player, so I'm going to serve diagonally to them, to their right side player. And at that point, they're going to return it back diagonally onto our side of the court. It's most likely that I will take the shot back because what we found is whoever the server is ends up hitting most of the shots back because of the angles.
I can
They're
follow
in a
that,
better position.
of course.
But that middle person's got to cover that back part of the court where the tee is from the service line. That's a very important corner to cover. Whereas the right side player or the service player has to cover the outside corner of the kitchen. So you kind of have this, the courts kind of almost looked at diagonally now, like even your rectangle is diagonal for where, an area you got to protect. So here's what it does. It forces really great dinks. I mean, excuse me, it forces really great drops because it's very hard to drive when two people are blocking the net in only half the area.
Right.
And so it forces an incredible drop. Riley Harden is very good at this game. I love having him on the right. I'm a great left side dropper to the backhand side. I'm not even remotely good from the right side. He is incredible from the right side. So when he and I partner up, I know like you've got to be on the right, Riley. I've got to be on the left. Okay. If we scored against you guys, We're now ahead 1-0. There's no second number or third number, right? Because there's only this is rally scoring,
Right.
MLP style. So, but if we score, we go to the left, but it's diagonal double, so you now have to go to your left also. But I don't serve. Riley serves. He's our odd side server. I'm sorry, whoever my partner is would serve. So if I served to begin with, and let's say Jessica was my partner again, Jessica would not be serving, and she would end up hitting most of the shots back. Not because we want her to, or because we have designed it that way. It just actually works out that way. I'm still covering, but I'm covering that center line and that back tee. She's covering all this court off to the side, all the way to the front corner of the kitchen. That's diagonal doubles. If you beat us on that rally, the ball comes over to you. Now you're one because you just earned that point on that rally. So it was 0-0 when I served. We got it. 1-0 when Jessica served. You got it. 1-1 when you serve, which means you're serving from the left side.
We probably need to make a video of this one.
Oh, totally. We need to get the drone out and shoot this one.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah, but it's a sweet drill. I mean,
It
it's a
is.
sweet drill, and most of our people really like playing this, and we play it most days that we drill.
I do remember playing.
Yeah, it's a
It
good
was the
one.
last one we did, and I was, as for my first day drilling with you guys, not only are you more advanced players than me, I hadn't done most of those drills, and so I was not just physically tired, but my brain was a little mushy
Yeah.
after that.
After the first game, what we do to rotate is we switch with somebody who's diagonal from us.
Oh,
So if Josh was diagonal
I
from
do remember
me,
that.
like
Yep.
we were both the zeros, then he and I would switch sides. So he would come over and join Jess, I would come over and join you. And then you and I would switch sides so that all four players end up on the other side of the court that they were on before. So now they're practicing from the other side. So we would do two games of diagonal doubles, and everyone gets to be on the right, and everyone gets to be on the left, and we get to switch partners.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool drill. So, drilling. There's a ton more drilling that can be done. Just to summarize on a couple of things really quick that you can do. You could get a machine. You could have a friend hit balls at you. I highly recommend 100 balls in a row, whatever you're doing. So if you want to practice drops, practice 100 drops. And we have a drop drill that we do, and we have other dinking drills that we do, and I'm not going to get into all those today.
Make sure
But
you warm up first.
that's well said, Mother Sky.
Sorry.
Well said.
Gonna always throw that. You need to stretch before and after.
Yes, well, that's what happens with
Yep.
all your certifications.
Yep.
You know better than I do.
Is a movement 100 times, you could
Yeah.
pull something. So make sure you're warm.
Yeah, actually, after I hit 100 balls at Jessica, I'm usually pretty much like, okay, I could take a break for a second here.
Well, now you're just showing off.
I'm just saying, my arm's like,
Oh, okay.
yeah. No, I'm not showing
Mr.
off.
Popeye arms. Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, yeah, tons of drills out there. And there's some really great drilling videos. And you know what? We should make some drilling videos,
We
honestly.
should.
That's a really good idea. We'll try and do that with some of our community in motion events, and we'll capture some of the stuff that we teach. Man, look for those. This podcast is in many ways sponsored by Community in Motion because we love what we're doing with them, and we want to get more and more and more of Madison County's community in motion.
And we want to be able to make pickleball accessible for everyone.
We do. Today's podcast sponsored by the Pod Pod Podcast Studio over at Energy Impact Center.
I
That's my new radio voice for my ad.
like it.
And buy my own company, Disruptify.
Of course.
We're the Sweet Lobs team. I'm Kevin Huff, here with the Sweet Loves Sky Huff.
Thank you for listening. Please like, share, and subscribe. You can find us on whatever platform you normally listen your
Yeah.
podcast to.
Yeah, smash the button. I'm gonna send us out with a longer outro.
I'm the Brian, gotta ring